Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Terrence DeFranco back on the show. Terrence is CEO and president and co-founder of IOTA Communications. It's all about the Internet of Things. He's here to talk to us about a very important topic because IOT, folks, the Internet of Things is taking us by storm. And it's affecting most, it's increasingly affecting more and more things that are part of our lives, including the commercial buildings we own and walk around in. Right, Terrence?
Absolutely, Jim.
Welcome back.
It's great being here. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. So let's take a moment, and because some people actually, believe it or not, I still think, and we may have to do this for another year or so, still need to know or be reminded of what IoT is. I love saying Internet of Things. That's one of my favorite phrases, Internet of Things. and so talk to us about what those are in general, not so much germane to our topic we're headed off into in a minute, but in general, what are IoTs?
So the Internet was, let's say, originally established a couple of decades ago, I think.
93,
you know,
we got
all
it.
Of our perspective. Yep. And it was, you know, to distinguish, I think, maybe better way of approaching it is that was really the Internet of people. You know, people being able to communicate with each other. We, you know, start off by sending emails to each other, and then with mobile computing, we could send text messages to each other, and then there's social media platforms that connected us as well. This is all about, you know, Internet of people. And so
I like that, Terrence. Good job on that. Did you coin that? That's pretty impressive. I like that.
I'm sure somebody else did.
That's totally – no, if you don't know who did it, you need to claim that. I'd claim that. So, no, that's totally intuitive. I mean, everybody gets it. It was because three of the building blocks of the web, World Wide Web was – one of the three building blocks of World Wide Web was email.
That's right. So
go ahead.
You didn't have to say Internet of People because it was just assumed that it was for people, and that was the only thing that existed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, combination of cloud computing and Moore's Law, which is kind of a compounding effect of technology and battery storage technology advancing, all of these things have been
artificial intelligence.
That's right. So now you know you have this ability to capture this data and drive all of this intelligence, and they call it artificial intelligence. You know, so now you've got the ability for a machine to actually communicate with another machine.
Devices to keep up with things, track things, and give you and connect you to things. Yeah.
That's right. So and you know, these technologies have been around. You know, security systems, for example, from the, you know, going back to the 60s and 70s, you know, we're able to detect a break-in and send a message to the police department. You know, that's kind of the Internet of Things. But what's happening now?
I put a security system in 1979 that would call the security company if there was a break-in. But if it was a fire alarm, it called the fire department. It didn't. It went right around.
That's right.
You know, it went direct to the fire department. So, you know, yeah, you're right. It's been a long time. But we didn't. But that was a closed environment. These IoT things give us command of it in our hands, regardless of where we are in the world, doesn't it?
That That's exactly right. And so now you can kind of embed that capability. And I don't want to get, you know, too techy about it, but you can really embed that capability in almost anything. So before, you know, we're using our analogy, you know, you had to set up this system, you had to install this hardware and, you know, figure out how you're going to get these things communicating with each other and all of that. It was very expensive. You know, today, you know, you can basically put this ability to connect to the internet on almost anything, and it keeps growing. And that's really, so that, and so that's one side of it. And then the other side of it, like you said, you know, now we've got, you know, cell phones. We've got these devices. They're not even cell phones anymore. These, you know, devices that we carry with us that are, you know, mini computers that can accept these communications from all of these things.
If I'm on the other side of the planet and I want to make my people work harder, I want to wake them up so they don't get too warm, I can turn the air down from the other side of the planet and make them work harder. Hold on to that thought.
I've never done that,
folks, but I might. Quick break. Right back with Terrence DeFranco. I'm Jim Blasingame. IoT and commercial real estate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.